For doing a wonderful job, amen. Amen. All right, thank you so much. All right, let's go to John. All right, we got to move on, y'all. Amen. We're going to move on. Y'all want me to go fast with you? All right, take your time. All right, let's go ahead and look at it. Let not your heart be troubled. All right. You believe in God, you also believe in me. 1 John 5:1, to love God, to be born again, to love God, and to be born again, to love God, you got to keep his commandments. That's the reason why not our heart is troubled. And then I just got to tie James in with it too, because James says again in verse 12, see, we are blessed, amen, when we endure temptation, am I right? Because when we are tested, we pass the test, we're going to receive the crown of life based on the promise that which is in Christ Jesus, amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. It were not so, I would have told you. I go. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Amen. And guess what, y'all? You know how he come again? He come again through the word. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:17, that the word of God thoroughly funds us to all what good works. Amen. He come, amen, when we study to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. Sometimes you just don't realize. We don't realize what we got in our hand. Look what you got in your hand, man. This is the Bible, amen. This is what we need, amen, in troubled time, amen. This solves all problems, amen. Because it's the power of God, amen. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Hey, right, Romans 8:16-17 there. Because that's the unity that we get by being in Christ Jesus, because we believe in God, we believe in Jesus, and that he has gone to prepare a place for us. And because of that, where he is, we can be so, simply because we are heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ, that we can be called children of God. Amen. That's a benefit for being in Christ Jesus. And whether I go, you know, 1 John 5:13, and the way you know. So you know what the problem is? People don't know. I'm afraid. People just don't know. People don't have an understanding, like Ephesians 5:17, they just don't understand what is the will of the Lord. Because if you knew what this book said, if you knew this book was a light unto your path, this book was in you. See, Colossians 3:16, that the word of Christ dwell in you richly, so it can teach you and admonish you. See, you'll know that know will transform you to do what's right. Right? In relationship to understand what is the word of God. Then Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, how can we know the way? And then what Jesus said, I am the way. See, that's one way, right? That leads to truth, to eternal life, and no man come unto the Father but by me. And if you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Now, I'm going to start right there because I want to hit a point here in John, in verse 6. See, if you got your Bible under the sign, that way is singular, right? Am I right? Way that leads you to the truth, amen, that puts you into eternal life. See, people want ways, don't they? People want many ways, don't they? People want different ways, don't they? People want different methods, but you can't get no but one way. Because Jesus says, I am the way, they're going to lead you to truth, they're going to give you eternal life, and you know this because you know the way. How do you know this here? You know this because study to show yourself approved unto God. Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and when you study, it's there to be able to transform your thinking so you can have your mind renewed to know, in order to know which way to go. Because if it's not there, if no directions are there, you don't know. See, it's no way for you to know how to do it when you don't have instructions. Right? You got to have instructions. You got to be instructed. I mean, when you go buy something, don't they have instructions in it? Why do they put them there so you can know how to do it? Am I right? Know the way. Am I right? See, now you may say, well, I'm not going to follow. I'm going to do it my way. Well, that's when you mess up. At least that's when I mess up. See, I had legs going backwards and everything else, see. See, on Sunday, simply because I didn't follow the way. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that relationship, don't understand what is the will of God. And then Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus said to him, have I not been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? And Philip, he that has seen me, has seen the Father. And how said thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Right, 1 John 5:8 there. And the reason why I want you to write that there is because, see, 2 points. Number one, see, Philip could not understand because there were no understanding. Amen. That's the reason why the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, was given. See, he could not understand unless instructions were given to them, amen, which was that Comforter, John 14:15-26, that Spirit of Truth in order to bring back remembrance of all those things that he had taught him. See, that's number one. And that should be for us, Romans 15:4, whatsoever things are written the fourth time, written for our learning. If they could not understand without proper instruction, how in the world are you going to understand when you don't study God's word? It ain't going to happen. See, what we want to do is come to church when we want to, study our Bible when we want to, pray when we get in trouble, pray when we need something, or what it may be. But see, it don't work like that. See, it works like this here, number one, John 8:31, if you continue in my word. See, when you continue, when you study, when you get proper understanding, then you're going to know the way that going to lead you to truth that gives you to the eternal life. So the conclusion of the whole matter is this here, brethren. When people are blind, or when people don't know which way to go, when people are in error, the only conclusion is they're not studying. Because God's not going to give you something perfect that causes us to be confused, or causes us to be doubtful, or causes us not to understand. I mean, how can we not understand? If we don't understand, we're lost. Amen. See, we can't be justified by the word. Can't be made right by the word. Amen. That's the reason why we got the perfect law of liberty, that we may know. Now, the problem that exists is not with the word, it's with individuality. We don't do anything with the word, or we put too much trust in a man-made doctrine that makes us simple-minded because we believe a man more than we believe God. Amen. And we don't test the Spirit ourselves. We don't try the Spirit ourselves to see what does. Yeah, he could not understand. No, he could not. None of them could not. They had been with Jesus for 3 years. They still didn't understand the analogy between the Father and the Son. How the Father going to send the Son, the Son going to send the Holy Spirit. How did they work? They did not understand that. They did not understand that. And the reason why they didn't understand that, because their mind hadn't matured to that level. And that's where a lot of people are. You know, sometimes we had a brother one time used to say, well, Brother Lyons, you need to be careful because, see, they ain't there yet. Well, they might not be there yet, but are you trying to get there? You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, when you're baptized, the Bible says newborn babe desire. The sense of the milk of the word. We had that problem in Hebrews 5. Amen. See, what they need to be taught again, the first principles of the oracles of God, because they had not grown. Amen. So the point he was saying, well, brother, well, you need to be careful because, see, well, they're not there yet. Well, the question that I ask, well, why are they not there? Well, one reason why they're not there, either they're not studying, because the word is there. Amen. And when you humble yourself, amen, because you seek God and you draw, am I right? And you resist the devil and humble yourself, he going to exalt you to give you the right frame of mind to get understanding. But see, you can't get it through osmosis. It ain't going to happen. That's the reason why it's perfect. See, now you're not going to know. Now you're not going to understand. And guess what? The devil know that. And that's what the devil going to penetrate on. He's going to penetrate on your ignorance or your simple mindedness. That's what it is, ignorance. See, but who is ignorance on your part? Because you failed to do the thing that you need to do. Because, see, every man got the bad own burden, amen? See, it's an individual thing, amen? See, See, I can't make you come to church. You can't make me come to church. I can't force you to come to church. See, and you can't force, you must desire that. See, in order to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord, in order to know, so that you don't be like him, who gonna say, well, how can I say I know the Father? See, how can you say that? Well, you can't say that because you don't understand that. The same thing when people say, well, how can you say, well, about the Lord's Supper? Well, how come y'all say, well, you can't give the Lord's Supper twice? Well, how come you can't say? Well, I can say it because the Bible give me examples of what it's done. Amen. Now, it ain't my fault when you didn't think it was important when the whole church came together in one place to be here with us to do it. Amen. That's between you and the Lord. Amen. But I do know we got an example of 1 Corinthians 11 that he told them, and it was so important that the whole church be here. He said, now, if a brother's going to be late and he's on his way, now you tarry for him because I want y'all to be unified to do these five items of worship. And that was it. See? Because, see, that's the essence of worship. Amen. See, and then you sit here and say, well, I don't understand that because, see, well, how come what people who got, see, that's not my job. The only thing, man, you should have heard Brother Chumley, man. When he talked about that sacrifice, I looked at the book of Leviticus, I bet you 1,000 times. You know, and you hear the point when he said, can you imagine all the blood that must have been around there, and the high priest, how bloody he could have been, and by how he had to take that animal and just cut it. And we, blood gonna go everywhere. But see, he didn't have a choice in the matter. Because see, God had told him how to do it, didn't he? See, he had to do it exactly the way God. Some people may say, well, this is too messy. It's unsanitary. Amen. We're going to get hoof disease. All this blood. But see, they didn't have a choice in the matter because they had to do it the detailed way that the Lord told them to do it if the sacrifice was going to be right. Amen. If that's not Romans 15:4, I don't know what it is. I don't listen to that twice already. Because it just reinforced the omnipotent an omniscient mind of God that if God legislate us to do something, and when you see in the Old Testament that it was not easy that they did it. And then we come over to grace and truth, John 1:17, and we see God in his word, and we're going to sit here and let man-made will, self-will, stop us from knowing who God is, being heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, to receive the perfect law of liberty so that we can know. Come on, y'all. Something's wrong with that. Something's wrong with that. Wouldn't you think so? Good, brother. That's right. Brother Frey, do it have to be written? Or do it have to be oral? How God speak to us? As long as God speak. That's all that matters. You understand what I'm saying? We don't listen. Come on. We don't listen. See, that's a reason why we don't listen. See, we like to evade the problem. See, a reason why we don't listen is because something is blocking the word from penetrating that causes us not to listen. And the only thing that can block the seed from germinating, Luke 8:11, right? Anything, the only thing that's going to contaminate your soil and my soil is sin. I mean, that's just a law of nature. See, you just can't take good seed and throw it on bad ground. It's just not going to germinate. Ain't no way in the world you can take a bag of seeds and throw them out there on that asphalt and expect it to come up. It's just not going to happen. Well, it's the same thing with the word, brother. Amen. See, yeah, we got the perfect law of liberty, James 1:25. Yeah, we have that. But still, under the patriarchal age, under the law of Moses, regardless of how God spoke, God's word was still binding. It was no less powerful then through the law than it is now. Because he still is God. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's immutable. God don't change. Now, people want to update spirituality, but you can't update something that's already perfect. How do you improve something already that's good, that's already perfect? But what we have to understand, it's not my will, it's not your will, it's God's will. And what we got to do is get out the way. Now, you went back to Abraham. You know, Abraham was a wonderful case. But go to Hebrews 11 right quick. I want to show you something. Because, see, not only Abraham, see, faith without works is what? It's dead. You can believe all you want to. You can say how much you love Jesus all you want to. But if you don't back it up with action, it ain't going to do you no good. Amen. John talked about that when the last time he preached. We got to be transformed. What transformed us? Faith. What? Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is substance. That word substance means it's made up of something. You know what that something is? The 66 books of the Bible. But that word substance, that's what you need to write. It's the 66 books of the Bible. From Genesis to the book of to the Revelation. That's what that is. It's substance. That's what faith is. See, they say we in the Church of Christ don't believe in the old. If we don't believe in the old, we ain't got the new. See, if we don't believe in the old, we got half substance. We need the whole substance, amen? So faith is substance, see, of things hoped for, and evidence of things not seen. Verse 3, is it through faith we understand that the word was framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now watch it. I ain't got time to go through it, but I'm going to watch real quick. Look at verse 4. See, by faith they did that. That substance that they did that same way with Abraham, didn't it? But God told him to take his only son Isaac. Amen. It had to be faith there. Amen. But look what it said. By faith Abel offered. Underline that word offer. This is an adjective of activity. He did something. See, when you got faith that got something, brother, you're going to do something. Am I right? Look what it said, verse 5. By faith, Enoch. Action again, am I right? Then, verse 6, it said, but without faith, it's impossible. See, you don't underline that word. See, when God speaks, and you ain't got no faith and you ain't got no suffering to obey him, it's impossible to please him. Am I right? See, that's the reason why, let me tell you something. See, we take this stuff for granted. See, that's the reason why you got to guard your spirituality. Am I right? See, this thing is so important, you don't want nobody to take it from you. Am I right? And what I'm trying to say is this here. See, you got to be careful who you associate with. You got to be careful who you hang with. You got to be careful who you fellowship with. Am I right? But anytime you allow sin to enter in, what it do? It nullifies truth. Am I right? Because when you ain't got the full substance of faith, am I right? See, at that point, the Bible says it's impossible to please him. Amen. Isn't that what it said? See, it's impossible to please him. Let me put it this way. See, when substance is added to, or when substance is taken away from, or when you have substance to be diluted, you understand what I'm saying? See, anytime you allow sin in the camp, brethren, at that point you dilute the light. And that's why 2 John 9 say you become a partaker of their evil deeds. Because you fail to get what? Sin out of the camp. You remember Achan? You remember that? See, when God told him not to bother that cursed thing, and he did it, went against the tribe of Ai, see, lost the battle, 13 men died, am I right? But see, why did it happen? See, they didn't win Jericho based on who they were. God was with them. They had substance with them. They had faith, am I right? They did exactly what God, was that detail? They did exactly what God told them to do. They didn't say, marching around here every day, is that too much? Did they say that? Did they say, why we got to blow the horn for? Did they say that? They did exactly what God told them to do. That detailed, am I right? See, it got to be detailed, am I right? See, and when they did what God told them to do, what happened to all? What came tumbling down? Am I right? Now, think about this, y'all. We got walls that need to be torn down, am I right? Amen. Am I right? Only way you're going to tear them down is with something, am I right? That's the reason why. Look what he said here. That's the reason why we see here, look what he said here. He said here, Abel offered, Enoch translated, but without faith it's possible to believe him, for he that come to God must be believed that he is, and that he is a reward of him that diligently seek him. Look at verse number 7. You know the line in here. By faith Noah being warned of God. You understand what I'm saying? Look here. By faith Abraham, verse 8. See, when he was called to go out, you see, you go out by faith, he's a journey. Am I right? Verse 11, through faith also Sarah. See, and you can go and read the whole chapter, man. See, all this happened, man, because they had faith. See, Thomas didn't have faith. He didn't have faith, not because he didn't want faith, but he didn't know faith. See, he didn't do nothing wrong. He just hadn't got it yet. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why he sent the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Amen. Jesus knew he didn't have it. Because see, that's the reason why he sent it to him. That's why he told him, that some of you standing, shall not take death, this is the kingdom come with power. Go into Jerusalem and tire it till you be endured with them powers on high. And preach repentance and remission of sin in my name. Begin in the city of Jerusalem. And that's what he said? Because he knew. Amen. And guess what, y'all? Same thing that God the Father knew, God the Son knew, and God the Holy Spirit knew. He knew that none of us can get to heaven if we didn't have the perfect law of liberty. Amen. We couldn't make it. Guess what? We couldn't make up on the life if we didn't have it. But we're going to have the audacity to get mad at me? Because I stand up and preach truth? Amen. Well, I know that, but I'm just trying to make a point. See? Because substance, if it's not there, faith is not there, and you know, and I say this all the time, you know what you done did. I mean, since we left last Sunday, you know where you done studied your Bible. You know where you picked up your Bible. You know what you done did in your own purchase. I don't have to tell you. You know. Amen. You ain't hurting nobody but yourself. Amen. Because guess what? You'll never be like Abraham. You'll never be like Noah. You'll never be like Enoch. You'll never be like all of those people that we read about in Hebrews 11 who moved and worked and did and was called and sojourned and did everything that they had to do. Why? Because they knew. And that's the key word. No. 1 John 5:13. These things were written that you may know. See, you can't be transformed, you can't be changed, brethren, if you don't know. I don't care if you come to church every Sunday. If sin is in your life, you ain't gonna never know.
You're just not going to know. Because the word is not going to penetrate. It's not going to change you. Because you're going to keep on doing the same thing over and over and over again. You know one thing about life, when you see you doing the same thing over and over again, if you had good spirit to see it, it's time to say something is wrong. And I hope I ain't hurt nobody's feeling. But it didn't matter if I did. Something is wrong, amen. In your life, if you're going through the same confusion in your home, having the same arguments, having the same situation, and here you got the book to solve the problem, something is wrong. Amen. See, what 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith and let you become disqualified. Because, see, Thomas was just as, he just didn't know. Even though Jesus was trying to say, well, see, you talking about me? You don't even know my father. If you don't know my father, how you going to know me? Well, he couldn't know him. Yes, sir. Yeah. Fine, that's my brother. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. He gonna find that. We're gonna go there right quick. And the whole point is, let me tell you something. Two words. Hunger, thirst, and desire. Amen. See, you hunger and thirst after righteousness as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that faith can be grown. Amen. See, go back to James right quick while he's looking at that. Oh, in James, we've been talking about that, haven't we? He going to get that script. I think it's in Lucas. Huh? James 1. And we've been looking at that in James 1. We spent a lot of time on. Somebody said, you've been spending a lot of time on that. But see, James 1, he said, look what he said here. Verse 2. I'm just going to go through it real quick. He said, my brother, count all joy. See, knowing this, that's the word again, right? That the testing of your faith worked patience. So what that's saying, Brother Marcus, is this here. See, it could be a little faith there. Amen. The devil knows that, right? The devil gonna try it, the devil gonna test it, amen. So that you won't be patient, so that you wanna quit, so you wanna stop, so your faith won't grow. See, it don't take a whole lot. See, it's God is long-suffering toward us, am I right? That's the reason why he tells us to study. See, do you ever sometimes look at your own spirituality and say, man, I'm sure we're better off than I were last year? I'm serious. Huh? When you leave tonight, man, I just didn't know that. I mean, if we left here Sunday and heard Brother Chomley preach on the book of Leviticus, man, I couldn't wait to get back home and hear it again. You know why? Because I just ain't never heard that before. Man, I hadn't. Maybe you have. See, I hadn't heard Leviticus preached like that before. And those three words just been stinging at me all week. To have an acceptable sacrifice, it got to come through by the blood of Jesus Christ. He tied in the blood of Jesus Christ to be the Lamb of God, amen. See, that we come in contact with the water grave of baptism, am I right? But to keep that blood, we got to stay in the detail, am I right? And the detail is what? Faith, am I right? You with me? See, that's the whole point. And those three words been stinging with me. Y'all know I love words, don't you? See, I might not can't remember whole sentences, but words I do. Am I right? See, you find, what is it? Matthew what? What is it? 13:31, go right quick. What you get, John? What is it? 13:31. Let's see. All right, Matthew 13:31. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Gone back up. See, you back all the way up. Really start verse 24. When Jesus talked about the parable. The kingdom of heaven like unto a man which soweth good seed in the field. Tying Luke 8 and 11. See, Jesus teaching a lesson to a parable. Y'all see what I'm talking about? See, and then, but while a man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. See, those tares represents what? The bad part. See, you got a good seed and you got a bad seed. See, he's teaching us a lesson, am I right? See, and they look just alike. See, so the servant of the household came, and they said to him, sir, did thou sow good seed? Underline that word, good seed. See, in the field from which thou had it tares. See, because see, if you got good soil, if you sow good seed, and then you cultivate your God and do everything you need. See, tares ain't got no business being in there, am I right? Is that right? See, anything got no business. Y'all see what I'm talking about? See, it ain't got no business being in there. Amen? Because we got substance, am I right? Am I right? See, listen, how you cultivate it. You study, am I right? You pray without ceasing, am I right? You do all five items of worship, am I right? See, that's why we worship, am I right? See, that's what worship do. Worship cultivate the soil. Did y'all hear the five parts I did? Come on. We sing and make melody our hearts to the Lord, right? Am I right? That we can do what? Teaching amongst one another, right? That we sing with the Spirit, sing with the understanding, right? Am I right? That we might have what? Joy. See, you can't do that with instruments, can you? See, then number two, the Lord's Supper. We memorialize Jesus' death, am I right? See, people been hollering, man, you've been seeing that movie. That movie don't mean nothing to me. You know what means nothing to me? The book. What good watching the movie when you ain't going to do what Jesus tell you to do? Am I right? That every first day of the week on the Lord's Supper, am I right? We're going to memorialize, we're going to proclaim, and we're going to commemorate, am I right? Commune together, am I right? Am I right? And then we're going to lay by in store. We ain't going to do it necessarily. We're not going to do it grudgingly, am I right? But we're going to do it, am I right? See, and we do all five items of worship so we can have what? Good soil, brother, because we don't want no tares in there. Why do you think he's telling you to come ye out from among them? Because see, that was the tares. Well, he said, brother, they look alike, am I right? You put a bunch of Christians together, you know where they're good soil or where they bad soil, do you? Am I right? Somebody here tonight might be bad. Am I right? Some may be good. Am I right? Tell the truth. God know, don't he? Am I right? Well, done the dog gonna come to light, am I right? See? Am I right? Everything gonna be what? Brought back. All right? Brother, hold on a minute, Paul. Then I'm gonna get you. But I got, let me finish reading this thing. But I ain't gonna stop. I gotta read. He said, but when the blade, I gotta read, bro. Hold on, I know you want to. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth, so the servant of verse 27 of the household came and said, Sir, did thou not sow good seed in the field? For when thou had it stared, he said unto them, an enemy has done this. Underline that word, enemy. Who our enemy is, y'all? John 8:44, am I right? Am I right? 1 Peter 5:7, am I right? The world ain't your friend. Y'all running right here talking about y'all friend. He's in the world. He's your enemy. He a tear. Am I right? Y'all know we're going to get on this, did you? He said to him, an enemy had done this. And the servant said to him, Well, thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, that's why we gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in the barns to burn them, but gather wheat into my barn. You know what I mean? Hey, don't worry about German. They're going to separate us anyway. Amen. Am I right? And then verse 31. Here's another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. You know, the Bible just talks about reciprocity, don't it? Galatians 6, what you sow, you shall also reap. Sow toward the flesh, what? Damnation. Sow toward what? The spirit, eternal life. See, which indeed in the least of all the seeds But when he is grown, it is the greatest among the herbs and becometh a tree, for the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable spake he, said unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto the 11, which the woman took and hid. See, so that's the whole point that he's talking about here in relationship to the law, rights, and prophecy, my brother, that it's still substance. See, we need it. Amen. In relationship to John 10:10, he came to him and had life and had more abundantly. Go ahead, Sean. Go ahead, Paul. Come on, Paul. Well. Uh-huh. You're going to be revealed. And guess what? That revelation ain't going to be at your funeral. It's going to be before you leave him. You know why? Because the Bible said Philippians 2, God will not be mocked. That's it. That's a fact of life. That's a fact of life. Sometimes it may take 10 years, sometimes it may take 15 years, sometimes it may take 20. But what's done, the dog going to come to life. You know why? Because God will not be mocked. Before I go to Sharon, that's just the law, man. Galatians 6, that sowing principle there. Where you sow toward the flesh, or you sow toward eternal life. Every time, because there are two forces in life, good and evil. You can't be half right. Either you're right or you're wrong, am I right? Either you're in the way or you're out of the way. Am I right? So if you're out of the way, sin, 1 John 3:4. So sin is transgressing. See, you may say, well, I ain't gonna roll, but I steal a little bit. Well, you're still a thief. Amen. You say, well, no, I ain't no thief. I just claim four more people on my income tax because the government owed it to me. Well, you're a thief. You ain't no different than somebody who's going to rob Regions Bank. And now, y'all look up now. Am I right? Because you know you ain't took care of them children. By law, read the government for 10 months. You got to take care of them. Am I right? You ain't gave them nothing to eat. You ain't gave them nothing to drink. But you want to claim them to get more money to beat the government. Now you say, I ain't no thief. Well, you stole from the government. Am I right? Well, y'all come wrong. Sin is transgression against the law. Anytime you break the sin, regardless of how small or how big, you steal it. Anytime you do it. So you go to Galatians 6, when he talk about that sowing principle, same thing Jesus talks about. See, and that's the point. Go ahead, Sean. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But see, both of them you need in order to grow and to increase your faith. Because the one, without the faith of the mustard seed, you're not going to get the mustard seed of going to heaven. Right or wrong? Is that right? See, everybody want to go to heaven, don't they? See, but the problem is everybody don't want to take that seed and nourish that seed of faith, amen, in order to mature and make it better and better and better so that we can have the substance that we need to live the life accordingly that we can go to heaven. Yes. Yeah. See, and that's the point. All right. Man, time gone by. Can I get about 10 more minutes? Oh, man. Let's go back to John. Y'all with me? All right. Y'all with me? All right, now. I woke up, so I'm sorry for saying what I said, but I'm not about the government. But anyway, we're going to move on. I ain't going to leave alone. The devil want me to leave alone, but I ain't going to leave alone. Yeah. So, back to verse 11. He that believe me, that I am in the Father, 1 John 5:8. And the Father in me. Or as believe me, for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Read that one more time. See, look what he said. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, that's Jesus, right? The works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now I want to read that one more time and make a statement. See, how can you say that you believe in the Father without believing in the Son to at least get into his church? You with me? How can you say you believe in him when you won't do what he say? Amen? Is that right? See, because if you love me, you drop all the way down a few verses here. He asked a question to him, verse 15. He said, if you love me, you would do what? Huh? You would keep my commandment. See, that's the mindset we need to understand. See, how can you say, I love God? How can you call God's name when you disrespect his church? You with me? See, you cannot say you belong to the Father, see, and not have the Son. Because you can't have one without the other. Am I right? See, you can't say you love the Father and belong to somebody else's church. I'm just trying to make you think. Amen. Or in the church, if you're here, you do what you want to do by creating a church based on your will versus God's will. Isn't that what he's saying? Y'all with me? See, you can't have them. See, you can't say you want the Father. See, you, without having the Son. Because you can't have one without the other. See, you can't say, well, I want you to come to dinner, Al, and but leave Doris at home. It don't work that way. If she can't come, I can't come. Because we're a package deal, amen. Am I right? See, same thing with Jesus. See, the deity of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is a package deal. The reason why it's a package deal, because the Father sent the Son sent put the Holy Spirit for a purpose, that purpose that we may know. Am I right? See, people sit here and say, well, they're saving all churches. No, I'm not. If that's so, this is wrong. Jesus is wrong. See, it is not so. It's not so. It's not so. Look at verse 13. He says here, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name. Underline that word name. See, that word name means by his authority. Amen. That I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, let's go a little bit further. Think about this here. See, how can you ask anything in Jesus' name when you don't even respect Jesus? How can you ask Jesus to give you something when you don't respect his church? Amen? See, go to Matthew 28 right quick. See, in Matthew 28, he talks about this here. Matthew 28. See, in Matthew 28. In verse 18. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me, right? By the word power, that right, Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18. That signified that he's the head of the church. God gave him that right to be the head of the church. Am I right? At the end of time, he's going to get the church back to his Father, amen. It's just temporary to get us to heaven, amen. Am I right? That perfect law gonna get us to heaven, amen. Matthew 28:18. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the word power, right? Ephesians 1:22-23 and Colossians 1:18. See, that's that power, see, that we get that God gave, the Father gave the Son, right? To be the head of the church. Am I right? And it's just a temporary power that he have, because at the end of time, he's going to deliver the church back to the what? Father, without spot or without blemish. Why without spot or without blemish? Exodus 12, right? Am I right? See, because that lamb had to be a lamb without spot or without what? Am I right? See, there were the Ethiopian eunuch was reading. When Philip went up to him and said, well, do you understand what I'm reading? He said, how can I accept somebody in God? He read out the book of Isaiah, wasn't it? Am I right? Was it about 58 or 59? 59. How a lamb was led dumb before his shear. See, a spotless lamb. Y'all see how the Bible just hook up with one another? See, so by that word power, right? Ephesians 1:22-23. All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. See, baptizing them in the name of the Father. See, by the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you even until the end of time. Look at this verse right here. See, verse 19, talking about that name by the authority. See, Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. See, then teaching them to observe. See, how can you say that you do it by God's authority when you don't do it like God tells you to do when you're a sprinkler? Or when you're a poet? Amen? Because Colossians 2:12 said baptism is a what? Romans 6:3-4 said we're buried with him in what? He said we were sprinkled, did he? Am I right? See, we're buried with him in baptism to rise to walk in what? Why is that so? Because by God's what? Authority. See, and that's the reason why when you go back here to John, I'm a bit hushed now, he says in verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, about my authority, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, Romans 8:16-17, that is, because we do what Jesus tells us to do by his authority, amen, based on what the Father told him to do, and what he told the confidant to do, amen, he says here in verse number 15, if you love me, you will keep my word. Just that simple. But see, you can't keep God's commandments if you don't know. If you ain't got time to study God's word, if you ain't got time to come to church, if you ain't got time to be obedient, see, you ain't going to know. Amen? Because the devil's going to block you out. Amen? That's the reason why when I hear something in the book, and when somebody tell me something, and I go back and study, I don't question it. I don't care if I ain't never done it before. As long as in the world, I'm going to do it. That detail, am I right? You know why that detail? Because if you don't follow detail, you ain't going to have no sacrifice. See, and you ain't going to have no sacrifice if it's not sanctioned by the blood, am I right? By authority, am I right? Is that right? Okay, I see it 53. All right, y'all, I'm out of time. I could go for another 30 minutes, maybe another hour, but I don't want to do that to y'all. Wasn't that good? My. Ain't it good to be saved? Ain't it good to be saved? We who know it saying, yes, sir. All right. Come on.